You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. I'm Frida Liu. Get educated and enlightened with the tools to help you succeed in your business on enterprise. BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Erfan Khairy, internet marketer, in our toolkit segment. And today we're discussing the four steps to run an internet business. So, Erfan, what are the steps needed to start and run an internet business?
Okay, to start an internet business, Frida, number one, we need a product to sell. Okay, for example, if I want to sell a t-shirts online, okay, that's number one, have a product to sell. Number two, we need a place to sell online. Usually, the place will be like an online store or your own website. Okay, number three, we need a way how to accept payment from our customers. So, number three will be a payment system to accept the payment. And number four, which is the most important of all, would be the promotion part of it. Because step one, two, three is just starting your internet business. However, to sustain your internet business and to make more money, to get more customers, then you need to promote your business all the way.
Okay, when your first step, you say something to sell, does it always have to be physical goods? What are the considerations?
Okay, physical goods. It can be services as well, like if you're a real estate agent, if you're MLM agent, if you're a consultant, motivator. And also, don't forget, like for myself, I started my internet business designing websites, designing logos and book covers. And that's a service I sell online. You can also sell information online. You can sell information in the form of ebooks. You can also sell information in the form of membership sites. So there are other ways to sell online, not just physical products. And like for myself, I made my first million from selling designs online, and that's an advantage because I don't have any delivery costs for my designs. I mean, when there's an order, I just design say a logo, and then I'll send it via email. So then I get more profit. So even if the cost, the choices are for those people out there who wants to start an internet business, I would recommend look into the service side, because you can charge more and then you get like a one-on-one relation with your customers. In the future, in the long run, it will be better for your business.
But always get payment up front first.
Always, always, always get payment up front first. You don't want to do your design, do your work, and only collect the payment later. It just doesn't work that way.
What are the things that you should not be sold online?
Okay, for physical goods, like heavy items. Many times when I conduct my seminar, people wants to sell all these labu from Sayong, for us, is it?
Okay.
And then
tractors.
Yes, and then those kind of things. It sounds logical because it's hard for people from overseas to get them. However, you need to think twice, because selling heavy items, the delivery cost will be very high. I mean, it might be two or three times more than the actual value of what you're selling. So number one, stay away from heavy items. Number two, using the same example, stay away from fragile items, because sometimes in the process of delivery, the stuff might break, and then you need to bond the cost. So stay away from fragile items as well. Perishable goods also should not be a good thing to sell online. However, if there's a way to send your goods instantly, I mean, like you can still sell pizza online when it's perishable goods. If there's a way, if there's a system that you can send your perishable goods quickly and safely, then you still can do that. Other things that people might not realize are things like perfumes be difficult to sell online, because people need to smell before purchasing. And of course, if the perfumes are already well known, then it might be able to sell online. Shoes will be quite difficult to sell online, because people need to test the shoes and whether it looks good on the person or not. So there are things that where people need to use the five senses to make a purchasing decision. Right. Try to stay away from that.
Okay. I think with perishables, though, there might be a demand for vegetables like e-grocers and all that, but you have to be very sure where the location is and you're able to deliver on
yes,
time.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. What do we need to make sure that there's a demand to what we're selling?
Okay. Number one, I always say that if you start any kind of business, you need to know the demand first, because it's very It's very hard for you to come up with a product idea and then search, I mean, knock on doors and search for buyers for your product. What you need to do is actually look for gaps in the market, look for the demand first, and then create the product and then supply that product to the market. So number one is ask friends or ask families, ask your co-workers in your office whether your business idea is something that they would like to buy into. And then that's number one. You can that's the conventional way of doing it. Ask around. Also, you need to look at online forums, online blogs, and look for hints. Something related to your industry. For example, if you're in the financial industry and you don't know what to sell online, so look for forums, financial forums, financial blogs, and look at the popular postings, comments, the ones that are popular. And usually those are popular are the ones that in demand. So you can use the hints from forums, blogs to come up with an idea what's in demand in the market. And the next one is it's a service online from Google, actually. I mean, like, BFM listeners could go into Google and type this Google keyword tool. It's a reverse search engine where quite a nifty tool where you can search how many people are actually searching for a particular word last month, for example.
Okay, if I were to type BFM 89.9 Google keyword search, and then search, and then I'll be able to get.
No. You need to go into that tool first. You need to search for the tool.
Cool. Yeah. And then from there search.
Yeah, from there search, and then
okay.
And then you'll get to know how last month how many actually looking for BFM. So if you type in something like financial books, you get an idea of last month how many thousand people looking for financial books. So you can know whether the product is in demand or not. But also, don't forget that the basic of economics, you need also to know the supply. Knowing the demand is not enough. You still need to use the conventional search engine to see how many competitors you have out there. I mean, even if you like to sell, say, a financial book, and the demand is very, very high, but if the supply is also high, then you might find difficulty to sell the item. So you need to balance the demand and supply. The demand, look for it from using the Google keyword tool. The supply, use the normal search engine to look at your competitors out there.
All right, with the products, is there a price range that we should stay within, you know what I mean, so that it's viable enough for people who want to buy from you?
Okay. For price range, actually, no, but I would suggest for products, nothing as more than $500 US, and something less, because one thing is that anything that's more than $500 US, the customer needs to pay taxes. Something like that, and then a duty, sorry, and then something that not too low, as if in below $5 US. But if you're selling information product, then you can sell something for as low as a few dollars. That's quite fine. But anything that needs delivery, you need to sell something a bit higher.
Right. Which brings us to the question of delivery. How are the products delivered?
Okay, the delivery, usually there are two ways, using courier services like FedEx, UPS, and DHL, or you can also use Post Malaysia for local market. Again, here you need to balance which one you need to use. If your product is, if there's a reason for your product to get them faster and safer, then opt for the courier services. But Post Malaysia are doing quite a good job themselves also. And if your product is low cost, and you might opt in for Post Malaysia.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Irfan Khairi, Internet Marketer, in our Toolkit segment. Today, we're discussing the four steps on how to run an internet business. So the second step now is to place to sell, or a website. If you do not know how to create a website, what should you do?
Okay.
Last week we talked about the students. Now, is it important to know how to create a website though?
Okay, to create a website is not that important. If you can get somebody to create a website for you, that's fine. However, I would recommend for you to know at least how to edit your website, because sometimes you need to change the price of your product. You need to add more products. You need to add more information, or at certain times you need to do some sort of a special promotion. So you don't. It'll be a bit difficult to, every time you need to do the changes, you need to get back to the webmaster or the person who's in charge of your web design. So if you know the basics of building a website, you know how to edit your website. So
how do you
easy.
Learn that? How do you?
You can attend courses, you can read books, and there's also lots of online tutorials about building a website.
Internet for Dummies.
Internet for Dummies is a good book, actually. I use that.
Okay. Okay, what's the cost to have to complete website to run an internet business?
Okay, if you learn to build your own website, so there won't be any cost to create the website. Mm-hmm. But if you need to pay someone, last week I mentioned that get students to do it, they charge you about 200 ringgit or 300 ringgit, something like that. Okay, that's just the design of the website. You still need to pay similar to monthly rental. If you have a shop, you need to pay monthly rental, like 1,000 ringgit monthly. On the internet, you still need to pay monthly rental, but it costs about 10 ringgit, 15 ringgit per month. And so for the total for the whole month, it will be somewhere around 150 ringgit. For the whole year, 150 ringgit. So that's the rental part. The rental part on the internet, we call it web hosting. Mm-hmm. Okay, web hosting. So we need to pay the monthly fees for web hosting, like I mentioned just now. Another payment would be the name of your business. So if you're selling t-shirts, it'd be like fridatshirt.com, something like that. Just the name will cost another 50 ringgit per year. So the cost of your internet business will be 200 ringgit for the whole year. But if you need somebody to design it, it won't be more than 500 ringgit for the whole year. So 500 ringgit is a good point to start.
How do you... Okay, so if you get someone to help you design and you're not too sure whether the design is up to your standards, the right feel, you may say you like it, right? Mm-hmm. How do you ensure that it will be attractive enough for everyone? Because it is like a physical shop. If mm-hmm. your shop is not nice, I don't want to go in.
Yes.
So how do you... No, you know, because you might have your own biases. I like it, but general public might not like it. How do you...
So you can ask, right? And this is if somebody designed it for you, or you want to try to design it yourself?
I won't bother this. But I'm just getting out there and getting someone to help design it for me.
Usually when you get somebody to design yourself, they have their own, what do you call it, like sample designs. Go through the designs first, and then do comparison with other designers and see the style that you like. Maybe you can ask your friends also which designer should suit what you're selling. Sometimes there are designers who design very well technology-based designs. There are also designers who can do a professional design very well. So again, you need to choose your designers and maybe get someone to help you, a couple of friends to help you. That'll be good.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.